What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? What have Juggernaut? I know you're resolving this with my main man, B.
What up? Memorial Day. Oh, my bad. I'm tripping. It's Labor Day. I'm tripping.
It's the other holiday to fall on a Monday.
Yeah. Hey, I beat up, man. I started the damn gym week.
Mm-hmm.
Last week. On a Wednesday. Let me go every day since then. Oh, hurt.
Man, the gym I go to, they got this little thing in there. It's a kind of like a squat machine. It's not the one that like that doubles also as a leg machine, but it's the what they call it, a pit shark.
Is it in the ground and you pull it?
Yeah, it's in the where it's connected to like a machine. Like you load the plates onto the machine, and then the cable comes up out of the machine on the other end, and you hook like a belt up to it.
Mm-hmm. House of Pain got something like that.
Yeah, it took me forever to figure out how to get that belt on, man. I felt so stupid because I normally go to the gym at like 2-3 in the morning because I don't want to be around nobody.
Yeah, don't nobody be up in there.
Right. So I'm trying to figure out how to put this thing on. My dumb ass the whole time was trying to, I just discovered this morning. I'm like, you know what? I think I need to kneel down and then slip it on me. And then that's what I did. And then I stood up and then I was able to actually use it. Because before I was trying to like stand up the whole time and clip the belt on, and I had to go and get some chains or something to kind of like make it extended. But then I wasn't really getting the effect on my legs.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I figured that joint out today, dog. I think I might just start doing that joint over like just doing regular back and front squats for at least like the next 2 or 3 weeks. Just kind of get my back a break because my deadlifts, I've been trying to get my deadlift numbers back to where they were before pre-quarantine.
You know, so like everybody in the deadlifts right now, I just be seeing people post on how much they can deadlift. I'm like, man, fuck all that.
I think it's because
deadlifts for me.
For me, when I first started, that I think when I first started like getting the power lift and the strongman and stuff, like about like 2-3 years ago, that was like the most easiest exercise for me to grasp because it's literally just like, okay, something on the ground, pick it up or whatever. Now, granted, you got to make sure your form right. You got to, you know, make sure you brace it and everything. Make sure you driving your legs through the ground and all that. But and then it's also like the badassery factor of it, because you just take like that picture of that video and you just holding up, you know, 300, 400, 500 plus pounds.
Right. I'm like, yeah, y'all can have that. Oh, this should be killing my knees and back.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I'd be doing rack lifts, so I don't know. And those, you got to, as soon as that boy touch, you got to pop right back up.
Yep. Yeah, man. So, I still ain't adding on motherfucking cardio, man. I'm like, fuck it, nigga. I'm going to be fucking Brutus Beefcake, nigga. My idea of cardio is like doing my, taking less time in between sets.
So, the gym I was at, I've been going to, they got this thing called a tank that you could push it or pull it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been running cardio on that because you could change the weight on the wheels. Like, you could make it resistance, like tough and whatnot. So, I've just been pushing that, running up and down. I think I took a couple of snap pictures of it.
Okay.
How it worked. But that and wall balls, squatting throwing the wall, doing 30 of those like 5 times.
Man, I remember when I did CrossFit, I hated them wall balls.
That's the only thing of CrossFit I'll do.
I hated that. Y'all be doing like the snatches and the clean jerks?
Mm-mm. That shit hurt. Bad for the joints.
Nigga. Yo, y'all want them joints to not feel good?
Nope. You be saying they chiropractor, but you be giving them all money. And them CrossFit people be in there all the time.
Man, that's it. That's if they keep it up. Because when I did it, dog, this shit ain't never happened to me before. And like, I mean, I've been, you know, I be pretty intense or whatever. Like, you know, it's a couple of times, like, you know, our blood is literally like shot out my nose when I've been like working out. Dog, I straight up passed out doing CrossFit. Like, I passed the fuck out.
Damn, what are you doing?
Man, you know how to be coming up with them crazy ass rep ranges and shit or whatever. So I think the workout of the day, like we started off, we did like a mile run. And I think that's the longest I done ran since like I did like since college. So we did like a mile run, then we had to do like, what was it, like 20 wall balls, and then we had to do like not the traditional snatches or whatever. Well, not these snatches. They were like the cleans. They were muscle cleans. So you couldn't even, you know, kind of like use like, yo, throw your hips into it or whatever, like you normally would on a regular clean and get down in like the front squat position. They want you to do like muscle cleans. And then we had to do like a 5,000 kilometers on the row machine and shit like that. Man, I fell off, and it was like 3 rounds of that. So I fell off the row machine. I think it was like round 2.
Oh yeah, because you burned all them damn calories too much.
I'm like, this is some bullshit. But see, that's one of the things that, unless you go into a good CrossFit gym, and I've been to like a couple of them dudes really don't really get into nutrition that much. I met one where he was like, look, breaking down, like, look, man, this is the exact food that you, or you should eat similar foods to this, because you're going to be burning up some shit up in here. But yeah. I see, man, it was dudes up in there talking some, yeah, man, I do keto. I'm like, it ain't no motherfucker weigh your ass up in here depleted of carbs and doing this kind of workout. Like, I don't believe you, dog.
That's what you telling me. I was like, you got to pick and choose. You either do keto or you work out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you could do both. That was not, yeah.
No, not without sacrificing something, because, I mean, I've done keto a few times, and each time, like you said, you meet that part where you like, look, man, like, your strength is going to get sacrificed. And it's just like, look, do you want to go on ahead and keep on trying to go up in the amount of weight you lifted, or do you want to go on ahead and continue this diet lifestyle? Because you can't do both of them. Nope. Well, not without hurting yourself or causing some kind of, you know, extreme risk to yourself.
Pass the fuck out. I'm in the process right now. I'm trying to figure out, like, damn, do I really want to be swole, or do I just want to be like slim and then cool? Because it's going to be that age where I don't know, like am I going to be able to keep this up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I be seeing the old cats in the gym, they be swole like a mug. I'm like, damn, maybe I can. Shit.
Man, I just came to the conclusion I'm always just going to be a big dude or whatever. So I'm just, you know, I'm just like, man, whatever, man. I'm just going to be. I'm just taking, I guess, in that equation, I'm taking like the slow path, like whatever, man. I'm just trying to go on ahead and you know what I'm saying, build these muscles up, whatever, make sure these muscle bellies stay full and all that. Like that whole, you know, being small and shit like that or whatever, I'm like, man, I'm giving it up, dog. I'm gonna just go ahead and just make the best of what I got, because dog, I like food too much. I be eating like shit, especially if I'm, you know, if I got some you know, if I got something like going on where I'm a bit really happy, if you get my drift. My head's in the clouds. I'm the highest in the world, Travis Scott would say.
Ooh. It's a new group.
Oh, I'm sorry. As how the Prince would say, you know, you vote for him.
Shit, I feel you.
I was trying to tee you up on that, dog. I thought, oh damn, that was a couple weeks ago. You probably don't even care no more.
Wait, what's that? You cut out. About what?
I said, I said, well, I should say the highest in the robe, as a Sahai the Prince would say, because he wrote it.
Sahai the Prince. Oh, we ended up with this, ended the show with that one too.
Did we? I don't even know. I don't even remember what we be talking about some weeks.
Sometimes I know we ended the show with him, Travis, like the difference between him and Drake or something like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
You know, motherfuckers. I'm waiting on the XL shit to hit this year. So they're supposed to start this month.
Oh, the freshman list?
Yeah, you know, they already did a little bit of freestyle where they were freestyling in this like warehouse. It was like a sample freestyle. But I'm like, okay, where the rest of the class at?
I think they said this year they trying something different going forward where, like, and it's kind of, man, it kind of takes some of the luster out of it, but they basically going to go with artists who are more, quote unquote, established. Like, so it's going to be kind of like a freshman list, but it's going to be like a blend of like freshman list and like under the radar type list.
Yeah, because they had some dude on there named 24K Gold or something like that. I'm like, I don't even know who this dude is.
Oh, yeah, I heard of him.
I know who's, is he good?
Man, I can't say I'm a fan. I've heard, like, I think, like, one or two songs that came up, like, in a playlist that I was listening to. I mean, I ain't skip them, but, you know, I can't say that I can, like, call out anything that they said. It's one of the things, like, who the fuck is this?
Somebody say he like a mix between Matt Coney and... And that dude say he's gonna make a song called Wednesday then. Cause you know they was reading mean comments on YouTube. And hey, this dude.
Why don't leave McConan alone? McConan ain't bothering nobody.
Right. What's his name? What's that chopper? NLE chopper? I don't even know what this. Anybody know what this stands for? Shit.
Not last.
ET boys and that dude's so goofy, man. I can't believe he a gang member, but he said he done with all this stuff. Like he trying to feed people souls with some actual music. He ain't gonna do no violent music no more.
I haven't even listened to dude. I think the only song I heard is like to my son, that Camelot. And I didn't hear anything. He's talking like direct nigga shit. I ain't no gang, but I mean, everybody seemed to be a member of a gang or was a member of a gang at this point. It's like that's like your natural progression. You start off in the gang and then you start rapping like a couple years later.
I don't know, cause he be going in on his song. That dude wild. He be dancing in his videos. He going crazy. He one of them dudes who he can't help but to rap fast. Even in the little freestyle he did with no beat, he was rapping fast. I'm like, what are you rapping to?
Was he the one? Not Blueface. Okay, I was gonna say
Blueface can't rap.
Yeah, they used to make fun of being able to rock on beat. Charlamagne the guy asked him to place, he was like, oh, what beat you
do? I'm surprised he's still alive.
But you know what, though, dude? That is going to show you that these dudes, that these quote unquote hardcore rappers and stuff like that, they really ain't about nothing. They just be talking shit. They don't nobody really. MC said it years and years ago. Each other, because if y'all fight each other, you know, you gonna take that L and then your fans ain't gonna fuck with you. Chance that you may go on ahead and win the fight, but then your ass end up going to so he was like that. They quit acting.
that shouldn't even be. I don't know why they even consider that dude a rapper.
Blueface said he be hearing. He said he be on beat when he hear it back. He said the producer, the engineers be doing something different after he did.
Okay. It's just you, huh? That they do that to.
I'm assuming your kids is starting school. I know my son is starting school this week. I think his last school week.
Yeah, my kids in school, they gotta be in school all day wearing a mask.
Damn, they sent them to school?
Yeah.
Jeez, how you feel about that?
First, I wasn't with it, but I mean, ain't nobody there that can like teach them how to do the homework, and then the other one started junior high. So I mean, I don't know how we was. You know what I'm saying? They staying home, starting a new thing, going to a new school. I'm like, man, this ain't gonna work.
Because I mean, well, my son, he's in. You know, he started eighth grade or whatever, so he's a bit older, and he kind of like, you know, he knows at least what they're expecting of him. And plus, you know, I mean, I've been here, but it is kind of hard of like balancing that act or whatever, because you trying to work, and then you know you got a kid asking you something, and then you know my niece who's 5 years old, she's starting kindergarten. And they doing that online too. So that's even like really hard. Man, you should hear the way these people be on, man. The people be on these damn Zoom calls. The kids don't be muting. You be hearing their parents talking shit to them. Man, I saw one girl, she was acting up like she literally just got yanked off camera.
Like a little horror movie.
Yeah.
like somebody just said Candyman and they snatched.
Yeah,
actually, I'm ignorant. I would have recorded that and had all sound effects on there.
Yeah, dog. I was like, damn. So I mean, so it is kind of like hard, especially like I mean, what are we on, like month like 5 or 6 of this? Stay at home orders and stuff like that, and people got like stay at home orders for medical conditions or medical conditions of children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't kind of, I think everybody at this point had worked themselves into a groove on how to handle this, working from home, being at home, you know, majority of the day stuff. But now you got this school stuff, and this school stuff is kind of like throwing like a big monkey wrench in because it's disturbing everybody's routine.
Right. And then, our job, man, I got to keep coming up with these reasons. Like, I'm tired of these damn accommodations. What is going on? Like, y'all really want us in the building that bad? And we keep having, like, you know what I'm saying? People testing for COVID in the building, and they not saying no names.
I think that's like how some kind of violation, or if they were to say the name, so they can't really divulge from practice.
I feel like it shouldn't be a violation because it's not you know what I'm saying? It's not AIDS or something like that. The people need to know because they might have been around that person.
I'm with you. No, I agree. Because I see like they send them emails, a little like tagline talking about people who had close contact, had been we communicated. Did y'all really? Because this person, you tell me this person literally named everybody that they came in contact with, but they just walked. People they was in the restroom with or whatever. So thankfully I haven't had to come up with anything else. They just been like, man, just stay at home. You know, off of like the first note that I had. They said they did that, but I know different agents, that's why I feel like a lot of these companies end up getting into some bullshit.
Yeah, because, well, my wife high risk and she pregnant, so I'm about to put that down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm tired of coming up with these notes every month. I'm like, every month?
Damn, every month? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought it was like every couple months. Dog. That's stupid for them to make you do
it. I did one. Where we at? Technically, I ain't gonna say when it expired, but I did July, and then it was like, well, August is the end of August is when it's gonna expire again. I'm like, man, y'all, okay. But you know, my production always high though, so I'm still working. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
I think that they
probably got like a really good way of like tracking people now. Whereas before, when this first started, they really didn't know how to track people, and that's why we had all scary meetings. So they wanted you to stay up all day. And I mean, I know some departments was like literally just making people just log in, and they was like, "Yo, camera gotta be on. It's a meeting." But really, all we want to do is just look at your face. Like, you can still do work and stuff. Like, we're not going to be talking on the meeting, but we need your camera on just to see how long you've been at your computer, how long you've been away, and stuff. Make sure you're actually doing something on the counter, you know, going to the grocery store.
Damn, that's micromanaging like a mug.
Man, yeah, I know some places that was like that, and I'm like, man.
Yeah, mine only do the meeting at a certain time, and we got to be up on camera. But then that's it. Right now, I'm in training, so I'm here. But the HR rep was like, well, you can use your COVID time. I said, I can't leave this dude hanging by himself. We busy. Not like that. Like, you don't need me in that building. You need me in the building to sit there to do what I've been doing.
But you know, but they, I know we had an all hands on deck meeting about 2 weeks ago, and I was like, oh shit, if they gonna tell us that we all need to go back to the office? But thankfully they didn't. But they did, you know, in a not so subtle way, make the comment of like, yeah, we are not a work from home company. We will never be a work from home company. This is just extremely circumstances.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just like, dude, why do you say that though? Because I'm just like, look, enjoy themselves or whatever. I don't know people even enjoy themselves at this point. I think people might want to go back to work. Might want to go back in the office.
No, we didn't been out for too long. Now we just like, let's start over in the years. I ain't even really got my clothes together to go back in the office. They won't even let us wear jeans in them, bro.
Dog, I want to start. Do not send me back to work while it's cold. Send me back to work when it's like springtime or something.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know wintertime, we sit at the crib, bro.
For real, dog. You know how mad I'd be if come like Thanksgiving time or something like that. They like, hey, y'all, next week we coming back. I'm like, I'm gonna be mad as shit.
Right. What headset you using?
Shit, I don't know. Not the one I normally grab. I just grab something. I got like multiple kinds. This is a new one, I think.
Something in the background sounds like a machine gun going off. I'm like,
that ain't the headset. I got a fidget spinner. And I keep spinning in my phone.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
That does sound like do 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 do.
Yeah. My fault.
Dang, I thought the connection was bad. I was like, man, it's like tripping today. What's going on? Man, I don't think that's a fidget spinner because you ain't spending it now.
You said what?
You ain't spending it right now, is you? Are you?
Oh, no, I'm still spinning it.
Even no, that's not there. I can hear that. That's different. No, this is just something else going on with the connection.
Even after you tell me, might be something else. Hey, this uptown, we always got
right, man. It'll never nothing go right. I should have just played my computer. I'm like, man, this mother Skype tripping.
I ain't really too much about, like I said, other than like kids, school starting, and man, I mean the stores, you know, the stores, thank God. I keep on hearing about all these people y'all talk about with people up in there wearing masks and stuff, but mm-hmm. I ain't never experienced it. I think I saw one person who was complaining about wearing a mask, but they still put their thing on.
Hey, I've seen people walk up, put the mask on, because they don't want to go out. Yeah, I put it on. Sometimes I forget, I run back to the car.
I'm not putting on no fucking mask. Fuck it.
This is why, man, just wear it.
That's the only way. Whatever you gotta do, you know, we could make it out of this, man, but motherfuckers. This is going to keep going on, unfortunately. Even with a pain B, you know, you got all these people on who. Because how the hell y'all kids? They've gotten some vaccines, maybe not all of them, but once in order for them to go to school,
right. These motherfuckers, I don't know. I heard it was a shootout at one of the stores. I heard where the dude was told to wear a mask. He ended up getting kicked out the store. And I guess he pulled a gun on one of the employees, and the employee had the gun on him. Shot at his ass. He said he got hit up in the drive-by.
What?
Man. Huh? But, you know, he said he was a drive-by that came. I think the employee ended up shooting him in his arm. I forget the name of the dude. But I think this was in St. Louis, downtown, like in the Brevard area, I believe. But it was the cops found out that he actually pulled the gun out at the store because it was reports of, like, shooting.
But dog, why are you doing all that? Why can't you just go on ahead and fucking mask, man? Why you got gun? Is it that serious?
Hey, why you in jail? I ain't gonna wear my mask.
Man.
You looking stupid. I was like, I hope some 450-pound motherfucker slap your ass too.
Damn, you want that nigga a big mate?
Mm-hmm.
Alone now, I'm on a roll now, my man Big Van Vader.
Right. Hoof. Slap, yeah.
Man, no motherfuckers used to be so damn scared of Vader, man, because Vader went, Vader had went to, he went to Japan. He used to work in Japan all stiff and shit. Dog, when he came back to the United States and with the WWF at the time, y'all motherfuckers was so damn scared to be in matches with him. It was him, Ken Shamrock, and the Beast Severin. That was the motherfuckers. People was scared as shit to be in matches with them. Like, you could see it in their eyes. They was like, this motherfucker gonna go crazy, and I'm gonna have to really fight, and I can't fight.
Hey, except the Undertaker. You remember when the Undertaker booted that dude? He that chair in his face, and he had to get stitches.
Yeah.
Hey, that had me dead. But I was trying. You know why I would be scared? Because he's 400 and something pounds doing backflips off a rope. Like, you ain't finna do no moonsault on me,
man. But you know what though? People like him. That was like a modern Marvel back then, or whatever. It kind of like opened up the doors for dudes like now. Because what's that big dude? It's a big black dude who be doing a bunch of moves like that. Keith Lee.
Oh yeah, Roman Reigns was giving him props.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, because Keith Lee, at least 280, I think, at least 280. And the way he moved, like, that shit fucking ridiculous, man.
Dang.
I mean, it is possible. Like dudes like that be giving me hope. I'm like, man, you can still be big and still be athletic.
That should be scaring me because I'm like, I don't even know how to defend.
That nigga fucking mutant.
You're right. Man. Robert Pattinson got COVID. He tested positive.
Oh yeah, The Rock got COVID too. The Rock had
COVID. Yeah, he over it now. So when they reported that he had COVID, he was just getting over it.
Oh, okay.
Cause I was reading something, his whole family got it.
Yeah. Yeah, his daughters. I mean, what, he got like two or three daughters, they all had it, and his wife got it.
Got it, the family member, you know, they was out at a gathering and they had it. They don't even know where they got it from, so they end up catching it.
Yeah,
but The Rock, that dude, immune system, I guess he, everybody beat the case. You just gotta not be active and try not to be active and move around. But you got it, because I think that thing can grab a hold of your soul. And, won't never let go, like Chris Cross said. A woman, oh Chris.
These celebrities are, it's like they're able to better off. He's still like working out, and they have like trainers and stuff.
See, I don't even think it matters if you work out or not. If you get COVID, I think anybody can. I think. If you sick, but you like, man, this ain't nothing, you can probably make it worse. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just resting like you're supposed to. Because if it's a respiratory issue, then shit, who knows? Like, you'd be like, damn, I'm finna go work out. I'm finna do a light workout. And still just pass out and you're done.
Keep on hurting some people keep on bringing it up. But like working out kind of like will build up your immune system in the long run, but in the short term it's gonna break your immune system back.
You can't take especially nothing. I guess they don't really give you nothing for it either, because they let your immune system work naturally.
Yeah, because I'm gonna take, I guess, too much for your immune system. I guess it becomes like a whole thing with like what they say about like a male. If you take stuff, or if you and you're not putting it away, then your natural, what your body naturally is just gonna get it now and be like, fine. Keep on giving us this.
Yeah, I've been taking like apple cider gummies and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've been already doing it anyway, but you know, I take C-Moss every day. C-Moss mixed with like bladder root and a couple of other different herbs and stuff like that. Taking that. Eat, you know, I eat pretty much. I eat a lot of like carnivorous grains anyway, and then fruit or whatever. Like, you know, I love like apples and shit, like them green apples and everything. So,
green smith joints.
I get them joints and put some of that almond butter on it. Like I'll be smiling.
Man, I can't eat some of them fruits, but I'll be trying. I'll be eating up here like, damn, I need to get tested for COVID when I eat shit like that. My allergies kick in and be like, what you doing? Like that time I had like a straight strawberry pineapple smoothie, knowing I shouldn't have been drinking this. But I'm like, this shit good.
Like, what happened? You got some allergies? You got food allergies?
Oh, everything, man. Dry fruit, all this.
Damn.
Just not peanuts, which I'm glad. I would have watched it. I would have been there to be peanut butter. That shit, my throat started hurting and everything. And I'm like, I guess I better get tested because I don't know the difference. That's why I was telling someone. I was like, I ain't going to be able to tell the difference if I have it or not, because I be having like allergic reactions, especially if I'm around like dogs and stuff. I start breathing funny.
I would think that it would be more aggressive than that, though, if you actually start getting COVID.
I don't know, man. It's one in the same. Like I was telling the doctor, man, when I was getting the test done, she agreed. She's like, it's gonna be hard to tell you. And she looked at my records. I'm like, and how did the reaction start? I don't know, because they almost wanted similar. The only way I know that it's not COVID is the allergies actually, they die out. Like they start to fade out after a while through the day. So but that should be messing with my anxiety. I think the anxiety make it worse. I don't know what it is. Damn, this damn Skype tripping today.
Yeah, we might need to wrap this up because for like a minute and then you came back. So I'm gonna So we might go here and wrap this joint before it kicks us all the way off.
Cause this bug sound like a machine gun going off in the background. I don't know Skype like, man. F y'all today.
I guess it is fitting for that to happen because we really ain't got really nothing to talk about. I will go on ahead and hit a throwback though. My throwback of the week comes from Jawa. It's off of I think it's the Pain album. It was so much featuring Tupac. And that's all about it. Because I didn't know that song was even on the album. It was around the time, whatever word it was, or John on that, you know, kind of rule sound. Basically, Drake did it a while, and then now it seems like everybody kind of like doing like the rapping. Same song kind of thing, but
yeah,
hey, this song stick out because it was so different than any of the other songs. Like it reminded me of Jai's like first album that Vinny where it was just like he was just like giving like the hardcore street bars, and then the sound on this distorted, like it was probably like a damn, like it's supposed to be a demo, but it was like that grittiness of it or whatever. I mean. I was talking that shit, man. He was talking that shit of a young motherfucker who came into some money and he just wondering, you know, yeah, but he still got them trappings of the hood, and you just heard like how conflicted he is on the song or whatever. To me, that's one of like the best Ja Rule songs, because that was still when Ja was like hungry or whatever and stuff like that, and he was still showing his teeth and everything wasn't, hey, let's have female R&B artist X feature on their song.
Hey, I gotta listen to that.
Yeah, I might actually add it at the end of the show because I figured out how to add stuff, but I'm not sure if it plays everywhere, but it's a function where you can link like your Spotify with it and play it on and then add the songs to the episodes.
We get charged for that, or are they gonna be like, hey?
We won't get charged for it, but we monetize in the episode though. But I did turn my on in all the other episodes too, or whatever. So y'all go back and listen to them so we get paid.
Mm-hmm. Please.
That's the nicest you gonna ever be with that, please.
Right. Shit, this episode, one of them episodes, but Skype tripping, but man, I ain't really got no throwback this week, man. I wanted to talk. Actually, I do. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about this movie, but the Skype don't stop tripping. It's called Menace to Society. I don't know why it's called Menace to Society. Like, y'all ain't never heard of that shit.
I thought you was about to put a little radar shit.
Right. But look, though. Man, when you watching that movie, because you know Jada Pinkett was a love interest in that movie, right? And she was messing with old dude in prison. But I'm like, what part of this story did they ever talk? Cause some like statutory rape came into my head.
Dog. Mine too. I was like, this nigga OG Bobby Johnson, old as shit, and he fucking with Lil Jada Pinkett.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, cause he looked like he was about 17 when Kane was like younger at the beginning of that movie, right?
Yeah, and then ain't her and Kane like the same age or maybe 1 or 2 years off from each other?
They gotta be the same age.
Oh.
That's where I was tripping, like, this ain't make no sense. And then hold on a minute. Yeah. I don't know. It was some other stuff in that movie that I was just watching. I'm like, what? I just paid attention, though.
And you know what, man? I'm going to go ahead and pray to the gods, to the Skype gods, and they'll cut this out. But I do, you brought up something in me, dude, because that movie had a lot of shit where I'm like, but y'all said niggas in the hood don't do shit like this. Like when, that bitch ass nigga Chauncey was having a tape and he sent it to the cops.
Yeah.
I'm like, but y'all said the hood don't be snitching like that.
He got mad because Kane beat his ass. But hold up, though. Why would you submit the tape? Because look, old dog didn't do nothing to him. So you really not incriminating Kane, you're incriminating the old dog. Because Kane was just standing there, right?
Yeah. I don't think Kane had no gun. Kane, old dog.
Like he dropped a bottle of beer on the ground and rain. He didn't even touch the cash register. Old dog did everything. So, hold on. What'd you say?
I think people do question that from the scene.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. But, you know, the funny thing is, the same dude that he stomped out in the movie is the same dude that's in Don't Be a Menace. They got stomped out in that movie, too. He got stomped out in both movies.
Hey, Don't Be a Menace was so good because went back and watched it on one of the premium channels. Dog, they got all of like they would have got like a lot of like them background and side players that didn't really have that big of a part in the movie. They would have got them niggas, and that's what made it so funny. Because what was Prince Tate like little brother in that movie too?
Yeah. That's his oldest brother.
You know what it might be? I know now that nigga like bald headed, he fat as shit, man.
Red taste, but like he fucking the vampire in Brooklyn and shit. And this dude still look like a little kid in the movies. Like he can go back and do Inkwell and play the same role.
He go back and do the movies with Nia Long.
Yeah, but hey, he need to do an ad. Because I feel like he was like, hey, don't do drugs or drink that much. You look like this motherfucker. Like, he been just drinking nothing but water his whole life.
Dog. Damn.
He ain't touched nothing. But look at the cast just his age, though. It, like, him, Morris, that's why I'm like, man, you got to stay with the, like, I mean, I know you can't really stay away from it, but just, like, just killing your liver, your face, stuff, you start to get distorted.
It's just like with everything, though, in life, you got to do it in moderation. Like, nobody telling you that you can't have fun.
Yeah.
But
age quicker.
Don't go have like six drinks every night and then be sitting up wondering why your ass looking like Leatherface when you 28 years old.
Right. I'm like looking at something, I'm like, damn. Man, you stay with the water and shit. Fuck that.
Hey.
Y'all talk.
Hey, you know what? This ain't really a throwback, but I am gonna go on. Well, this is a throwback, but I'm gonna go watch it. I'm gonna go back and watch some Karate Kid movies, man. As soon as I find them on somebody's brain.
It's on Netflix. All of them.
All of them? Was it like three of them?
Mm-hmm. And the next Karate Kid on there. With that one girl, I can't remember her name.
I thought you were talking about the one with Jaden Smith. I was like, I don't want to see that shit.
I don't even consider it a Karate Kid movie.
Why could Pat wasn't in them?
Yeah, man. I mean, it had better fight scenes than the Karate Kid movies, but this is, let's face it, we watch a Karate Kid for the story. We ain't watching for the fight scenes because them cats wasn't fighting for it.
Dude, that shit was so fucking dramatic, man. Like I agree. Like, it wasn't, like, you would think on the surface it's gonna be like a little teenage movie or like an action movie. That Karate Kid movie, especially the first one, that shit was like some good drama. Like, I wondered if they win any awards for those movies.
I hope so, because they still could. The choreography was off in it, but I'm like, this dude just be winning with one move. It's over. The second one, he won with one move. The third one, he won with one move. He was getting beat up the whole time. So one move, he punched a dude in the side of his ribs. I'm like, damn, that took you out after everything else? You done.
Yeah. But you own this, watching that motherfucker, Cobra Kai on Netflix?
You watch?
Dog, I'm like, Cause I remember.
You're like, what?
What episode I'm like, you on? I'm like four episodes. Season one.
Oh man, wait till you get to season two. It's a
dude, because I remember it popped up on YouTube. Like, was it like a year ago? Hey, dude, I'm not
been on 2 years ago.
Yeah. Like, man, I'm not about to pay. that joint pretty good, man.
I wasn't expecting it for being it because I did watch because I got the Google Plus for the music and it came with the YouTube shit. So I watched the first season, but I'm like, I can't watch YouTube second season. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then they said it was coming to Netflix. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that joint good, man. That joint is good. Like, that joint good, man. I like how they basically, you know, filling in all that history with Johnny, because Johnny's the main star. I mean, you know, Daniel show up in there, but it ain't really a story about Daniel. It's a story about like Johnny and his, I guess you would say, road to redemption.
Right. And you know, that dude, he was telling the story to that kid. He was leaving some stuff out. People ran with that on social media. I'm like, no. Johnny was still a bully at the end of the day.
Yeah, Johnny was motherfucker. Like, what the?
I don't know if I said this on the last podcast, that Daniel's son, yes, he should have minded his own business at the beginning. Like, let them handle that out. You only know that girl for, what, 20 seconds? You don't need to be in that. So you got your ass whooped. Well, I mean,
you.
Right. You got your ass whooped. So you deserve that part, okay? But then they started picking on him the rest of the movie. I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, he deserved that first ass, but then y'all should have left him alone after that. Like, y'all jumping this little dude.
Go ahead, man. He deserved it.
At the beginning, come on, man. Look, you and your girl had issues, right? You trying to solve it. I mean, ain't nothing. And then this little cat coming in that you don't even know, getting in your business. What you going to do?
Because wasn't he new to the school altogether?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Nah, yeah, yo, man. Yeah, yo, you don't do that. That's not realistic.
Right. He made Johnny throw the, because he threw the boom box down because he was getting in his face. He wasn't even going to throw the boom box down. So I feel like Daniel's son made that situation worse between him and the girl.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Hey, I got that shirt coming in too.
No, for real.
Is the Johnny and Daniel son? They dressed them up as like Street Fighter characters called Sweet the Lid, like Kenny Wright reuse shirt.
Hey, man, dude. I think they had posted about this like in Gateway Blurs. But did you ever have like someone like them anime shirts where you wore t-shirts where they were button down? They was like
shirts. I did.
You did?
I was a junior when I had them shirts.
Because I wasn't really a nerd like that. Because I remember seeing them joints at Jamestown, but I was like, eh.
Man, I got one because, me and Terrell had went to Korea that summer. I had warm over there. But them shirts is like, they never did fit right. It was too silky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what? That's probably the reason why it was. I'm like, how can you walk around in a fucking silk shirt?
Yeah, man. I was walking around and it was high Korea too. So, and it was rainy. Like, you ever want to go over there? Like, it was monsoon season over there. And that rain. Let me tell you how bad the rain is. We put on a poncho and that rain shredded through the poncho.
Dang.
And you know, to top it off, some of the areas over there got stone walkways. Let me say it again, stone walkways. And when rain hits rock like that, it's slippery. It turned into ice pretty much. I'm like, man, this is the worst time ever. Right here, this is the worst day. It rained super hard. It tore up the daggone poncho, my coat, clothes. I feel like I had to jump in the damn water. I'm like, man, I'm going back to the hotel.
I will probably insert a joke in here about the person who you were with, but I don't want them to start getting mad.
Oh, man. Man, this motherfucking Skype, man. This it's tripping. My dirt. And they never done this before.
Yeah, I'm gonna just say maybe it's like a holiday or something like that, whatever. Or something. Maybe it's something going on. Who knows? Because yeah, when you were just talking about your trip to Korea, like you cut out a few times, and I was just like, okay, it's only a second. I'll just have to fill in the blanks myself.
Hopefully, everybody else.
Yeah, I hope so. If not, we let y'all know ahead of time if something messed up, but hopefully it plays for y'all because it's a couple other podcasts I listen to. They've been complaining about that too. They like, man, I can't. They talking to the other host, the co-host. They like, I can't hear you. I'm listening to it. I'm like, I'm fine.
Right. So that's probably what's going on with us. They probably like, damn, these motherfuckers fight over who can hear who. But I can hear them. We're going to have to put that in the show notes. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all right now, podcast, so it sounds like a machine, like you got heavy static going on. I'll probably go hit this bug with that Friday Night Cypher freestyle. Did you listen to it?
Man, I didn't listen to it, you know, because I was trying to run through the whole album, so I didn't want to start off with that. But I was trying to like run through the album and like sequence. So I haven't made it to that one yet. I just wonder who Rashawn was talking about. I just want to give a full listen to the whole thing. But yeah, I mean, I can't wait because I done heard people talk about it. People talk about how you know they like that song with basically all of Detroit on it.
Except besides T Grizzly, it went hard.
All right, man. Is Danny Brown on there?
I don't remember. Okay. No, I don't think so. Damn. Shit, I was like, I wasn't expecting Eminem to be on there, but when I heard Royce da 5'9", I was like, Eminem gotta be next.
Yeah.
He gotta be next. And then the beat changed and he came in. I was like, let's see what this motherfucker talking about. Yeah, he's still dissing.
I mean, but M, you know, M fuck with Sean, so I pretty much knew he was gonna be on there. But man, I mean, but so who was he dissing? I mean, no, because
look, man, how can I explain it? M is like a target right now for anybody, like this top five, top 10 list. And people, some like even celebrities, like just coming out the woodwork, just kind of dissing him, like disrespecting him, like he don't belong. He would have never made it if it wasn't for Dre, you know, like Snoop Dogg said, and everybody was agreeing with that. Not everybody.
But, wait a minute, this Snoop really, this Snoop thing, I remember Snoop was talking about.
He said like, that.
Dude, you sure he you heard that. Him say that? You heard him, you read it somewhere.
Hold up, I ain't read it. He did an interview with the Breakfast Club on Skype. Like, he said that.
But wasn't that the same? That was the same interview where he was where he was talking about like, yeah, Eminem not on my top ten list.
You didn't see what he said before that though.
Man, you sure you got falling out the fact look, that you said what it look, is. Y'all like people talking about him. Nigga,
listen, he said, you know, that's my label mate, that's cuz right there. But because he, you know, they brought it in. He was like the great white hope, Eminem.
He been saying that for years, though.
He said Dr. Dre made him who he is. He got where he at because of Dr. Dre. He said, okay. Go back and watch. I might have to send that to you.
Okay,
he said so that out of his mouth.
Okay, so did Snoop say the same thing about himself? Because somebody can make the argument that, you know, if it wasn't for Dr. Dre, it wouldn't be a Snoop.
You know how Snoop get when he go on his rants, man. I'm like, what about these other white rappers? Just independent.
Well, I mean, really, who are some big white rappers? And if you say some motherfucking MGK after you done came on here for the past year dissing him, I'm hanging up on you.
First of all, why would I even mention MGK?
I'm just saying, dog. You better not ever give MGK on this props on this podcast after you did shit on him for a year.
That's his fault. He got shit at all. I mean, now he done came out looking like the Pink Power Ranger. Look, man,
that's his fault.
Deep posing in front of the camera with the jack over him at the VMAs. Yeah, that's his fault.
That's it. That's his fault for defending himself in a rap beef. He should just shut up and just call them bars and not reply.
Yeah, because he dissed Eminem on. Hey, he dissed Eminem on Tech N9ne song first. Tell me he dissed Eminem on Tech N9ne song first. Tech N9ne even talked about it.
Hey man, alright. So okay. So
I mean, you got NF.
NF ain't no fucking big time rapper, though. I like NF.
He ain't big time, but I mean, he out here, though. You people know about him.
Nigga, like, people know about fucking, what's my man, the Biebs, when he was rapping.
But how did he make it?
Who, the Biebs?
Yeah.
Shit.
NF made it. He just ain't like mainstream like a lot of these people.
He hooked up with Usher. That's how B's made it. I mean, look, man, let's face it, dog. If you want to be, if you white and you try to break into like the urban market, you probably gonna need a cosign from somebody black. If you trying to go on ahead and like break into the urban market and, you know, go on ahead and get you probably gonna need a cosign from somebody black. I mean, I ain't saying it's white. I don't think it's white, but that's just the way it is.
But somebody like Eminem and his bars, since he been in like the battle scene, you still think he said in that song, it wasn't a diss though. I can't say it was a diss. He said even if he was indie, he still would have blew up like he did today.
I do believe that, even though I really wasn't a big fan of Eminem when he first came out. To me, I felt like dude was kind of like the Howard Stern of rap. He was just saying shit just to say it for like shock value. But
I felt the same, but I heard one of his freestyles. I was like, oh, he really rap. But how come he ain't doing this on his album? He talking about all this weird shit. But people like that weird shit versus when he switched up his style and just really started going in on his other albums. That's where I got confused. I'm like, you said this is his best work? To me, his best work was when he just really started rapping.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I definitely become like, I'm gonna say when I really, really just started fucking with him was that recovery CD.
The one that nobody liked.
No, that was Relapse that nobody liked. That was like I think the beginning of people starting to shit on him. Because that Relapse CD, because you know he was heavy into drugs at that point. He released Relapse and they were like, dude, what the fuck is this? Hey, they was like Killmonger. They was like, is this your king?
Oh yeah. It's just your king.
But then he went into Relapse and you know, he came out and then he did like that recovery and you know, he was just, you know, I don't know if you remember recovery or not, but he was just going into his, you know, his life story, talking about, you know, the times that he's failed and, you know, how he keep on failing with his battle with drugs. I think this was around the time that Proof, his homeboy, had got killed. And he was just, you know, being real retrospective. That's when, you know, because that's what I think, to me, Ken put up that bullshit about, like, oh, I'm going to rape my mother and I'm going to kill her. Stuff like that, he was just like, nah, I'm not taking substance to my wives, man.
That's that I'm Not Afraid album, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that song that was kind of to that Love the Way You Lie.
Yeah, I remember that now. I don't know. His freeze, he just be addressing stuff that people said about him in the media and his freeze.
Yeah, you know what, man? I can't even think. I know some people get mad at celebrities when they be responding to people who say something. And I'm like, dog, y'all humans at the end of the day or whatever. So it was kind of confusing that, yeah, you done read some of the stuff that people have said about you and you got something to say about it. Like, you like, nah, I don't agree with it. And here's why.
Hey, these celebrities got feelings, dog. Let me tell you. Look at Tamar. Is that how you say her name?
Toni Braxton's sister.
Yeah. She tried to commit suicide. So, yeah, they reading these comments and they not, I'm going to say, quote unquote, bulletproof to feelings.
Yeah, no. I mean, and then, you know, because that's why I be hearing people say all the time, though, like regular Joe Schmo people, they be like, man, these people got all this money. Shoot, if I had all that money, I wouldn't care what y'all do. I mean, I'm like, nigga, yes, especially if somebody says something ain't true.
Hey, y'all messing with these people. They reading these comments and they can't get away from it. That's like harassment. Mm-hmm. But y'all sitting up there trolling, like, leave these fuckers alone. Like, I don't even go in these comments. I'm like, man, I don't know that dude. I just like his movies.
Dude, I'm waiting for somebody to sue. I'm waiting for one of these celebrities to start suing people. Because if I was a celebrity, dog, I'd be suing people like shit for saying some of the crazy stuff they be saying on social media about people. Like, I mean, prime example, he just died, Chadwick Boseman. We talked about it like last week, how when he posted that picture with him, he had lost that weight, and people was going in on him in his comments.
Non-stop posting memes about Chad.
Now all of a sudden, no, nobody said anything mean to him. I'm like, y'all motherfucking get this, dog.
And they just keep posting these memes, just causing negative reactions. Like, let that motherfucker rest in peace, dog. We get it. We ain't got to have a memorial every. That's why I don't like some of these nerd groups.
Yeah.
Like, I could do gateway blurs. I ain't no using that group, but they don't do that BS, but that extraordinary nerd group, are you in that one?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm going to have to leave that one against it. I'm just be the second time I let that group is trash. I'm gonna tell y'all, hey, if y'all listen to this show and the email, really talk about that group is pure trash. They don't talk about nothing related to nerd. All they do is talk about Dragon Ball Z, how they hate Goku, Batman, how they hate him, Superman, how they don't like Superman, and put them in little dumbass battles. Like, oh, they ain't gonna win this one. Let's see what the Batman fans or Goku fans gonna say about them. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Can we talk about something? None of this is productive, but can we talk about something that's like engaging conversation and nerve instead of complaining?
Yeah, that's why I had to leave the group, because I'm like, dude, all I do on her is complain. Like, I ain't got time for that.
Right, I mean, and then not my ass be sitting in the comments like, man, this is how y'all doing this motherfucker. Hey, why we still don't Goku? I don't care. It's fake, nigga. It's all written. I can go ahead and write Goku, and he could take on the whole world. How about that? Or Batman can take on. It's all written the way it's supposed to be. Like, motherfuckers don't read comic books.
These motherfuckers are not real. All of this shit is hypothetical. So for you to be giving your feelings about it makes no sense.
Yeah, so my opinion is hypothetical, how I feel like it should be, how it should go down. But I'm also say these motherfuckers ain't never going to fight. This is all fantasy. Like, why we even tripping? Like, you mad at somebody that like Batman? I don't care what you like. Dang. Like I told, I think it was Will, I'm like, people will be like, they want to go into the, they be, I don't even know how to say it. Like, you know what I'm saying? They try to over-explain stuff. Just say you don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when they try to over-explain it, like, they come up with all these stupid-ass reasons, and they're like, dude, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, man. Just like, I'm going to bring up shoes. Like, because if you get some shoes, I'm like, man, I don't like it. And I tell you why I don't like it. And you're like, but you just buy those shoes? They kind of got the same thing. Like, oh, yeah. They do, don't they? That type of shit. They go with like, idiot. I'm like, no, nah, because you finna run into some problems. You start over explaining that shit. And you're like, contradicting. Like, that's why you don't like it? Oh, okay.
Or, I mean, you know, you could just do what, I mean, man, look, dude, I don't be sure of my opinion on shit unless somebody asks me. I think that's where people get into a lot of trouble. They just start blindly sharing their opinion. And it's like, nigga, nobody even asked you.
Right. I know it's Facebook, but like the stuff that they let people post on there, I'm like, man, it's dumb. Like, you posting stuff for people to argue.
Yeah,
like I would recognize it. If I'd be denying posts, I'm like, nah, that's gonna incite an argument. I don't feel like monitoring this shit.
Yeah, they posted so, man, that's all Facebook is, though, man. That's why I told you I don't fuck with Facebook like that. I'm like, dude, that's just a big ass argument. It's like the YouTube section, it's like the social media YouTube comment section.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, dude, y'all ain't got nothing else better to do than sit up here and argue, like. Motherfuckers can't never get their opinion on something. Wait, you know, it's I'm always like, fuck y'all.
Yeah, I've been trying to get kicked out of that group without me leaving.
I'm not trying to get kicked out.
Hey, because you know, every time they say something about Batman, I be commenting. I'm like, hey, here we go. Stupidest post ever in this group. Recycling again. Y'all just want to see somebody. Hey, I get off on people talking about Batman.
Yeah, man, I just didn't deal with that. But I'm like, what's the point? I'm like, these niggas up in this group seem miserable. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, why can't we all be happy that, like, you know, shit that we look at in our childhood is finally coming to life?
Like that shit, man. I don't know. Fantasy shit.
Yeah. Right. Looking through. Got anything else?
Nah, I'm tired of this motherfucking Skype clicking in my ear.
Yeah. All right, then, y'all. Well, this has been another episode of Uptown ENT. Remember, email the show, uptownentboys@gmail.com. And, yeah, man, that's it for me. B, go ahead and give them some parting words.
Hey, look. I ain't got no parting words for y'all. Skype done made me mad. Be easy.
All right, y'all. Later.